talking about the one that is, is
compare the two of them and say one is
more affectionate than the other.
All right, and would you say use the word loving?
Well, no, I'd say affectionate. Okay. I think.
And the son of my sister is my
nephew.
And if the child's parents are not living, he is an
orphan.
And someone who is the legally responsible for an orphan is his
guardian.
And in talking about someone's family, her mother, father, brother, sisters, they are her
immediate family.
And more distantly, they might be her
cousins.
Is there a word that would include cousins, uncles?
The whole family is what I'd say.
Yeah. And if you want to say that they are not, if you say, is he so-and-so's cousin, you want to say, no, there's no
relation.
And if someone is new to the community, he is a
newcomer.
And if the maid comes in and tells you that someone's at the door, it's not someone that she knows. She can't say, Mr. Jones, there's a
stranger.
And if she does not imply that he is not of the community, but just simply saying that there's a masculine person at the door, she'd say there's a
man at the door to see you.
And a little more courteous word, rather than say a man, would she say there is a
gentleman?
And now these are just proper names. What's the most familiar, probably, woman's name in English?
Mary.
And George Washington's wife was?
Martha.
And there's an old song, I think, so-and-so Bly, you know?
Virginia?
No. Virginia.
I don't know.
This may be a short form then of Nell.
Well, it's Nellie Gray.
Nellie. All right. The short form for William.
Bill.
And a little more affectionate with a little child, you might call him
Billy.
And there was Mark and Luke and John and the first
Matthew, that was my maiden name.
Oh, really?
I've got a great nephew now that's named Matthew. Of course, Matthews was our surname, but this.
But that's nice to be able to do that. And if you say this is a Miss Jones is employed at the local school, she is a
teacher.
And in talking about her, she's married. Her last name is Cooper. How would you say that?
She's Mrs. Cooper.
And
I'd say Cooper, though.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, say it very slowly and then again very quickly.
That sentence. She is Mrs. Cooper. And then very slowly, she is Mrs. Cooper.
I think it's the word in front of Cooper that they want you to say very slowly.
Mrs.
And if there is an untrained minister, you might not call him a minister. You might say he's a
preacher.
All right. Have you got a word that you put in front of preacher that means
he's
a part-time?
Itinerant preacher, maybe.
Have you ever heard jackleg?
Well, no, that would mean just somebody that's a jack-leg cobbler is what I'd say, just untrained. But I don't think we ever applied it to a minister.
All right, and you might say if your brother and sister were coming, you might say to one of your children, here is your uncle and
your aunt.
And